Hi, this is Teresa Conti, life coach, energy healing practitioner, and author, talking to you from Trieste, Italy. Today, I'd like to talk to you about gratitude, but first, a quote from Dr. Robert Emmons. Gratitude is literally one of the few things that can measurably change people's lives. I had the opportunity a while ago to listen to an interview with Dr. Emmons, who's a leading authority on gratitude and author of Gratitude Works, among many other books. Dr. Emmons spoke about the benefits of having a gratitude practice, which completely enamored me. While gratitude has often been thought of as a touchy-feely spiritual practice with perhaps little to no practical implications, gratitude, in fact, has been scientifically proven to have multiple physical, psychological, and social benefits. For instance, research has shown that adults who practice gratitude on a regular basis experience the following physical benefits. They tend to exercise more regularly and take better care of their health. They report fewer illness symptoms, feel better about their lives as a whole, and are more optimistic about the future. They have stronger immune systems and are less bothered by aches and pains. They have lower blood pressure. They respond more effectively to daily stressors and may show increased resilience when confronted with trauma-induced stress. Another wonderful physical benefit of having a gratitude practice is that people tend to sleep an average of 30 minutes longer each night and wake feeling more alive and vital. Some of the psychological benefits of having a regular gratitude practice include having higher levels of positive emotions, such as joy, enthusiasm, and love. People feel protected from envy, greed, resentment, and bitterness. They're more alert, alive, and awake. They feel more optimistic and happier, have fewer toxic negative emotions like the ones I mentioned a moment ago, such as envy, greed, resentment, and bitterness, among others. And they can experience a decrease in the duration and frequency of depression. They also have a higher level of self-worth. Lastly, in the social category, people who experience a regular gratitude practice are more helpful, generous, and compassionate. They feel more loving, forgiving, joyful, and enthusiastic. They're more outgoing. They feel less lonely and isolated. They have improved relationships and increased feelings of connectedness and even altruism. And they show increased social support. So I have a suggestion for a practice, and this entails a 10-week period. And the reason I am sharing this particular practice with you is that people who've kept a gratitude journal once a week for 10 weeks reported a 25% increase in happiness. This is a wonderful thing, especially given the fact that many of us today are experiencing a heightened sense of anxiety. So doing things to bring a greater sense of relief and happiness into our lives benefits not only ourselves, but the people we're in relationship with. So here's the idea. This week, you can begin your gratitude practice by starting a gratitude journal. For instance, you might like to purchase a journal and notebook that appeals to you, that brings a sense of pleasure to look at and write in. Then, once a week, for the next 10 weeks, write 5 things you're grateful for. As an extra boost at the beginning or end of every day, if you like, you can spend a little quiet time reflecting on the good experiences that you had in your life that day. For instance, the comfortable bed you're lying on, or maybe the sun was shining through the window, or you felt the warmth or coolness of the air on your skin, the taste of coffee or tea, or something flavorful that you ate. Then let the good feelings that arise from that experience soak down into your body like a warm ray of sunshine filling you. If you have a challenge in a relationship or at work, perhaps you want to spend a little extra time looking for the good things in those situations. Maybe your partner or someone you're in a relationship with did something nice for you or spoke a kind word. Maybe someone at work acknowledged something that you did and a project that you're working on. The practice of taking in the good, of looking for the good things in your life, is an important step in growing this sense of happiness, connection, and well-being. Conduct your own experience and see how the practice works for you. Don't take my word for it, or even the word of Dr. Emmons. I hope you found today's coaching tips and podcast helpful. If so, I'd love to hear your comments. You can find me on Facebook at Reconnecting to You. That's RECONNECTING, the number 2, YOU, or via email at Teresa@reconnectingtoyou.com. Until next time, I'm wishing you a happy, healthy, grateful day. Bye-bye.